Happy New Year to you. I just wanted to hop on quickly and talk a little bit about 2022 and goals and that kind of thing, because how could I not do a video about goals and that kind of thing? That's kind of my jam. I can be a little bit hardcore about planning and organizing and stuff like that. Although I feel that that's less true in this particular moment in my life. I wasn't even going to do actually like any kind of yearly goals or anything like that. Kind of I'm chafing against the idea of goals right now. I'm in a little bit of a phase of life where I'm not really so concerned about outcomes. So for example, a lot of times when I set goals, I'll say things like, I want to have X amount of subscribers to Piano TV. I haven't set a goal like that pretty much in years, but that would be an example of one. And then I would make these plans and ideas about how I could actually achieve that goal, how I could make better videos or direct people to the channel or do promotion or things like that to achieve said outcome. But I am really, really not into that kind of goal right now. I'm more interested in process type goals, if you could even call them goals. I'm more interested in consistency. And so, for example, something that I much prefer that feels a lot more harmonized with my just where I am in life right now is, instead of setting like I'm going to get X amount of views on Piano TV, it's more like I want to like spend X amount of hours a week working on X. So for example, I want to spend like a certain amount of time on my business each week. I have a really bad habit of doing too much, and then I burn out, and then I do too little, and then I'm kind of on this like oscillating seesaw. Since I own, operate, run my own business, it's really, really difficult to stop, because there's never an end to it. Like no matter how much I do, there's always like a million other things that I could be doing. So I kind of just had this thing. I just want this to be sustainable for me. I don't want to be burnt out. I don't want to be kind of on this constant roller coaster. So I want to aim to have a certain amount of hours per week on that. Another thing that I want to do is a certain amount of hours per week, five in particular, on communication type things. So that would include things like this video. That would include things like writing, journaling, any type of thing like that I love doing. I'm really committed to practicing writing, especially in this next year. But I don't want to say like I'm going to write a book. Or I don't know why I'd write a book, but I don't want to like make a goal like that, like an outcome goal. Again, it's about, I want to see if I can make room in my life for approximately 5 hours a week of writing. And same goes for music. Now, I have an album coming out in the next couple of months here, and I'm releasing a single in a couple of weeks. I'll be talking about that soon. But again, I get really intimidated by it. I think about like, oh my goodness, like I could easily dump like 40 hours a week into promoting music. And I also don't like doing it. I'm not like huge into marketing. I pretty much avoid it at all costs, but I know it's a part of the process. So, instead of saying like, I'm just gonna, check off all these boxes, I'm gonna say, okay, I'm gonna spend X amount. These numbers might change. I'm gonna try to only spend 3 to 5 hours a week on music related things, and do as much as I can, work as smart as I can, be as deliberate as I can, try to do the most important things. If I don't have a time goal, then what's going to happen is what's been happening the last few months, where I have like a huge list of things that I want to do. I lack any sense of priorities about them. So I'm just kind of doing things at random, even if like, one task might have basically 0.001% benefit, but another task might actually have like a way bigger gain. I just have too many tasks. So then I feel like, oh, there's too much. And then I don't do anything. And then I avoid everything. And it's obviously not very useful. So again, just like, I really like the idea of slow incremental gains, just a little bit at a time. Life is lived like a moment at a time, a step at a time. And I fear that being so fixated on outcomes, I kind of lose sense of how like my weeks feel and how my daily life feels. Because ultimately, I think what I'm really reaching for in this next year is, and this is my word of the year, stability. Stability in the sense of, I don't want to be on the roller coaster. I don't want to have some weeks where I work 60 hours and some weeks where I work like five. And like, I don't want the kind of randomness where I have this sense of anxiety and dread because I feel like there's always things that I'm falling behind on, always things that I could be doing. And just because my life doesn't really have like a kind of consistent flow to it. That's really what I'm searching for. And not just in actions and tasks. I don't just desire stability in daily life, physical things, it's also emotionally too. If I'm to accomplish my year in any meaningful way, and I kind of talked about this last year and I really didn't focus on it as much as I should have, is the idea that emotional management is like the biggest productivity killer. So for me, if I get like moody about something, if I have a bad day or if I have a bad moment or like me and my kid have a little like fight, you know, and life is so hard and I get kind of in that mood, then it just absolutely tanks my spirit. All of a sudden I can't do anything. I don't want to do anything. I get in this phase where like life sucks, everyone sucks. I'm just going to like sit here and wait to die. I just get this kind of like moody, it's very self-defeating and it's a totally useless state. It doesn't have any emotional benefit to me to like just kind of like marinate in negativity. That's not to say that I want to avoid difficult emotions. That's very much strongly I don't want to do that. But at the same time, it gets really self-indulgent. I think that I have the tendency to just indulge my every mood because I'm an artist. And if I get sad, it's so meaningful. When really, it's just not. It's just being sad is not more meaningful than being happy or whatever, just to break it down to its barest essence. So emotional energy management, very, very important to me. That's really what I'm aiming for, was stability this year. And by not having outcome goals, but having time-based goals, I'm really trying to commit to having weeks that sort of feel with like bits of variation. I want to like insert a little bit of travel here and there too, just like things to spice it up. I don't want to have like every day exactly the same. But if I know how much I'm going to be working generally every week, if I know how much I'm going to be writing, if I know how much I'm going to be working on music, and I know how much time I'm going to be spending with family friends, roughly, like if I have more consistency in that arena as well, if I know how much time I'm going to be spending with my daughter and all of that, everything, it's like the mise en place of life. That's really what I'm after. Everything has its place. Everything has its moment. And I'm hoping that an approach like this does a lot to drain the anxiety out of this feeling of constant unfinished projects, because there's always more things to do and there's no sense to be anxious about any of it. I really just want to like, I just want to enjoy my life more. I don't want to do so much, but, and I have to also add this. So there's one major change that I'm implementing for 2022, and I've saved it to the very end of this video to share. I am going to university. It was somewhat of a spontaneous decision, but it was also a long time coming. I've been thinking about education. I've been thinking about self-education for a while, years, in fact. I talked about it a little bit on this channel last year, but one of the major flaws with that approach I found is that there's no accountability. So here I am teaching these piano classes, and I have groups of adults who join my classes, and they are, you know, they have a curriculum to follow and they're doing it with other people. They have to pay for it. I was kind of thinking, why am I not doing that? Like, why am I just not going to school? I want to learn. I'm like thirsty. I'm like starving for knowledge. And I have a lot of interests, and I don't even know what I don't know. I don't know what I want to explore. I just know that I want to learn. I want to like soak up the information. I want to become better at thinking. I want to become better at writing, better at communicating. I just want to become just upgrade myself, essentially. I'm going on a whole other tangent, but I've never gone to university. I did do a video on that. It's not that I've always had this like feeling that like, oh, I'm so sad that I can't go to university. But I think I found myself wondering what would be the most beneficial investment that I could make. So would that be buying a house? Would that be paying for my education or some other kind of like online learning? Should it be investing in my business? Things like this, because I don't want to just like waste money if I have any of it. I want to put it to some kind of good purpose. And I thought that investing in education would be among the best things that I could do for myself. Not because I need a job. I've made it as a human being without having to go to university and get a job. But I really think that whatever the next phase of my life is, whatever the next 25 years entails, that this is some fundamental step. Or I could be totally off my rocker. I could do a term and realize that it's not what I'm looking for at all. I'm disillusioned. It's not like, and I throw it away. I don't have to do it, but that's where my head's at right now. So while I'm saying all of this about, you know, I don't want to do so much. I want to enjoy my life more. And I'm like, oh, by the way, I'm going to school full time while also being a parent of an almost 4-year-old and running a business. Ooh, that's fun. But I think this really feels like at the moment, again, this give me permission to change my mind here, but it feels like something that I'm very much taking that's just for me, something that's like purely for myself, where I feel like I've spent the last few years in just trying to do things for other people. It's not that I want to keep doing that, of course, but it hasn't been about, it's like, okay, well, I have to find a way to earn money. I have to find a way to like raise my kid in a way that feels congruent. Just all these other things that I feel like I've had to solve. And now that I've solved it, it's like, okay, now I can actually do something that I think is going to make a really meaningful difference in my life. So it sounds really fun to me right now. I don't know, that just seems like it's part of the piece of the, like, it's a piece of the puzzle to living a good life somehow. We'll see. I flash forward a couple months and I'm pulling out all my hair. I'm like, I can't do this. It's unsustainable. But we'll see. We'll see. So that's where I'm at for the beginning of 2022. Thank you for listening to these thoughts, letting me share them with you. And if you feel like sharing your own thoughts in the comments, I'd love to hear them. If you've picked out a word of the year, if that's too cheesy for you, I totally understand. I really like doing it. I feel like it anchors my year. It gives me almost like a mantra, something to concentrate on. And stability, really, I love it. I feel like 10 years ago, I would have laughed at myself now for saying that. Stability, how lame, that's boring. What kind of boring year do you want to have? But I feel like it's like a breath of fresh air. It's like a relief. I just want to like be more chill. I just want to chill out a little bit. I mean, that's like fundamentally what it is. Stability, it's a good word. Let me know what yours is and if you have any goals or how you're approaching thinking about the year ahead. Take care, everyone. Talk to you in the next one.